Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
For those watching on the World Wide Web, a breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. Woo! And this is going to be a year of revival, restoration. So remember to join us, those watching us on the web, tonight at 8 o'clock. We're going to bring in the new year, but this is going to be the best Jesus party. Amen. I'll tell you, people who are, you know, empty inside, we pray they'll be able to come. Because they go from party to party to party to get drunk and they to find joy. But joy is only in Jesus Christ. And it's good to come to a Jesus party. And we're going to have the best drink and the best, the best bread. We're going to have communion together. Yeah. And drink the cup of the Lord. That's a great way. We've been doing it for about 25 years here.
Yes, we have.
And bringing the year. I tell you, It's awesome. I wouldn't miss it.
No. It's amazing.
It's great. So, 2018, where I just want us to just set our focus on some things for this year, coming year, that as usual, we are one of some of the unusual group of people. I'm very proud that we are doing this, we have been doing it for a number of years, that we, at certain seasons, especially as we begin the new year, we begin that season with a time of humbling and repentance and seeking the face of the Lord so that He would have mercy on us as we journey into 2018. So we're going to, one of the most godly ways of doing that and preparing to enter in is by prayer and fasting. So this is the model we see in Luke 4 as Jesus is being released into ministry as He has been called to the most awesome, amazing, universe-shaping ministry. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ, that He is prepared, He's led by the Spirit. Say, led by the Spirit.
Led by the Spirit.
That's important to know, that it's being led by the Spirit. But after a while, like, you know that in the Bible, prayer is important. Certain things you know are going to be blessed activities. So, as a community together, we have chosen, this is a strategic time, for us to pray for our children ahead of time. So that God, how many of you know that as we are here the last day of December, entering January, God is already into April and May and taking care of September. So, we can, by prayer and fasting, agree together. Lord, release your mercies. Release.
Amen, Lord.
We bind ahead of time any attack of the enemy. So we bind and we loose. I remember for many years, just one person in my family came to Christ for several years. It was only my sister. And it really hurt me inside to know that my brother and other sisters and mother they just kept being Hindu. And the Lord showed me it was a stronghold. And I said, what do I do? And the Lord brought me to that scripture. This kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. So I prayed. And I fasted. And after the fast was over, Within a period of six months, every one of the members of the family that needed to be saved came to know Jesus Christ and confessed.
Yes.
And so some of our challenges, there is a strong man over a family. We'll talk about that some other time and teach on that. But we have to bind the strong man, sometimes over generations, over certain families. So this is an amazing time to, especially at the beginning of the year, to agree together in prayer and fasting. So you can sign up. We'll have sign-up sheets out there or on our web, right? ChowderMinistries.org. And you can sign up. You don't have to do every day, 40 days, but do, you know, for the next 6 weeks. Amen, Lord. Do Thursdays. Do Friday for the next 6 weeks, and you'll have fasted 6 days, but it'll be on these particular days. So we want to cover the whole calendar for 40 days. But I really felt it. Initially, I was just going to do 21 days, but I felt there were certain factors that we're going to be facing for good to break through. Something good going to happen. But the enemy is still trying to prevent certain things from breaking loose. And we need to press through for the victory. So anyway, I did want to take a moment to explain to you what we were doing. That this kind, say this kind.
This kind.
Does not go out.
Does not go out.
Except. Through prayer and fasting.
Through prayer and fasting.
So we're going to be united. Amen. And the needs of your family. It's not just national needs we are talking about. It's your family. What breakthrough do you need? What are the five major mighty things that you want God to do for your family, for yourself? We're going to be in agreement. There's nothing more powerful than agreeing in prayer and fasting. So it's going to be awesome. I'm expecting wonderful breakthroughs.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we want to jump right into the into the new year. And I just felt there were certain recommendations that we needed to listen to as we want to start the year right. Tell your neighbor, start the year right.
Start the year right.
So, how do you get started right? And I want us to look basically at Psalm 1 for a few moments. And it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So this is the beginning of Psalm 1. And it begins with a negative. How can you be blessed every day of 2018? So God gives us a prescription for joy, for happiness, and for success. He says, blessed is the person, the man or the woman, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Basically, there are two kinds of people. The righteous and the wicked. They are the ones who are blessed and the ones who are not. And it's the word he used in this blessing is like, it's just an outstanding word, which means you just don't know how awesomely blessed the man or the woman is who walks in this particular way. Hallelujah. It is possible Here, Bible tells us to have a truly awesome, anointed, blessed life.
Well, and one of the things that stands out to me and always has in these first two verses is the progression as the Holy Spirit is giving us this secret to success. We see here the opposite of that goes from walking to standing still to sitting down. And then he says, but there's another way, which would obviously be the opposite, would be from being bent down or sitting down to standing up and to beginning to make progress. I have a picture in my spirit for us for 2018, and I pray that the Lord will give us each a revelation. Tell your neighbor, look behind you. But don't mistake me. I'm not saying look at the past and meditate on the past. No, I'm talking about what Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And it says, I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud. Say, I'm under the cloud.
Under the cloud.
That's the manifest presence of the accompaniment of the person of the Holy Spirit. Under the cloud. They all passed through the sea. Another reference to the presence of the baptism in the presence of God, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, who ate the same spiritual food. It's talking about God's presence being our very nourishment. And of course, we know that this reference is during a 40-year period when Israel was in the wilderness. But in that journey, every day, Lamentations 3, his mercies were new every morning. And literally every morning there was food to eat. Literally day by day, their clothing and their shoes did not wear out. It was all from the presence of the Lord. That same supernatural presence that came to abide in the tabernacle and in the temple. But in the tabernacle where they would bake this bread and they would put it out in the presence in the living Shekinah. And the bread would stay fresh as it had been baked for 7 days. That's impossible. But it was from the Lord whose mercies are new every morning. And this is the picture for us in 2018. We are going to be looking with the eyes of our spirit behind us to see something, no, someone very special. It says, they drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock, capital R. Say rock. Rock. Capital R. Rock. The most common name for God in Scripture is the rock. Think about a rock for a moment. Weather cannot erode it. Nothing can move it. A rock. Steady. But this was a walking rock. A walking rock. Because it says they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. In 2018, I pray right now, God would explode your spirit with a vision of the massive rock who is Christ, who is following you every day, every morning when you wake up. He's there, the walking rock. And there's a beautiful illustration that we have. We were given a gift of this wonderful photo of the rock that followed them was the one that poured out that water that Psalm 1 speaks of, that the tree that is planted by these waters. And that's a picture of Christ pouring out the Holy Spirit continually, day by day. So may you get a picture this morning that every day in 2018, that rock who is Christ pouring out his spirit is following you to make streams in the desert where you can be planted in his godliness, in his fruitfulness. And it says, the rock was Christ. So, with the eyes of your spirit, look behind you and see the rock that is following you is Christ. And he is continually pouring out his spirit to make streams in the desert where we might be planted and receive his provision and become fruitful. Hallelujah. We sang for communion a hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, was written in 1925 by a man named Thomas Chisholm, who lived a very ordinary life, if you will. He got saved when he was about 30, and he wanted to go into the ministry. And he was in the ministry for about a year, and circumstances in his life, including his own health, diverted that pathway, and he ended up becoming an insurance salesman. But he wrote 1,200 of our most famous hymns as a simple insurance salesman. And at the end of his life, he said this song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, which for him was inspired from Lamentations 3, which says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies are new every morning. The Lord is my portion. Praise the Lord. In 2018, you will see the faithfulness of the rock who is following us and pouring out his spirit.
Amen. And this whole, as it starts, sorry.
Microphone.
I usually use lavalier, but I was still recovering from a little cough. I didn't want to cough into that thing. So, but the thing about, it's not only just what we do, but what we don't do. We don't want to hang out in certain situations with certain people. That's what the Bible recommends. Because we will quickly buy into some of the thinking that's warped and really satanic even. So, and it's rampant out there. I mean, this is like, gosh, it's like this person is looking at our situation today.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are, you know, looking at their children. And I saw even last week, read something about this family saying to their boy, we are bringing him up so that he himself can make a decision whether he's a boy or a girl. I said, duh. You are some of the dumbest parents I ever know. Poor kid. To have those parents who are in that kind of, been influenced by this weird, progressive kind of thinking.
Religion.
I'm not being, it's almost like a
religion. It's a religion.
Thing.
It's a demonic religion.
And purposely dressing their boys and girls' outfits, all of that, and really confusing. And then later on, pastors like me have to, when they get 18, 19, or our healing team has to pray for people like that and cast out some things. So, but it is, they've so much walked in the counsel of the wicked, and they've been standing in the way of sinners, and then eventually they're sitting in the seat of the scornful and thinking they have taken things like that with them. We see grown children who have been sent to this Christian parents, sent with their money, sent their kids to these colleges, and the kids come back and vilify the faith of their parents because they have sat in the seat of the scornful. Anyway, but God says, but there is a solution. We are not like that. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
Lord, thank you.
I like that.
Yes.
Whatever we do is prosper.
We'll prosper.
Hallelujah. 2018, whatever I do, say whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
In 2018.
In 2018.
Will prosper.
Will prosper. Hallelujah.
That's, we keep in the atmosphere of the Word of God, of what he says, and meditate on it, and keep, as a man thinketh, so is he. We'll be planted by the rivers
Hallelujah,
of water.
Lord.
And I'm thinking my picturization of this tree is like a giant oak that's there. And it takes time for the oak to put down roots.
Yeah.
And the roots go down deep.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have these old ancient trees. Sometimes they get some kind of disease and they have to be. I was reading about this pastor talking about this elm tree that had been on their church property, and it got a disease after about 100 years. It had been around for about 100 years. So it was necessary, regrettably, to cut it down. But they found that water started gushing out from the root system. And they found that the root system had gone more than 100 feet away from this tree. It was something to see that, you know that roots are important, that as we meditate on the Word of God, let our roots go deep, deep, and go wide so we can be stronger and stronger. And in His law, He meditates day and night. And she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So meditate. Meditate on the Word of God. That's part of our strategy for this year, is that we're going to meditate on the Word of God day and night, which means basically whenever you are able to, you're going to meditate, whether it's day or night, whether you're driving a car, wherever you're about to go to sleep, wherever you have a time, meditate on the Word of God. And that tree that's gone down with deep roots is rooted in such a way that it gives that person stability because of the roots going deep. And then automatically there will be fruit that comes forth. This fruit comes forth in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. My fruit is coming forth. I'm going to confess in the coming days and this coming year, the fruit will manifest.
Amen.
And I will be able to prosper. Whatever he does will prosper. Whatever you do, it is prospering. Say, whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
It is prospering.
It's prospering. Hallelujah.
So we renounce any casual flirtation with sinners. We're not going to be hanging around those people, and many people who seemed successful by their worldly standards, by the Lord they'll be judged as failures. As long as the world is what it is, often godliness is measured by some negatives also, like we avoid certain things, we avoid these kind of atmospheres that denigrate the Judeo-Christian perspective, that denigrate our national anthem, that denigrate our flag, that denigrate our soldiers. For me, the person that really represents, I just wanted some of my final thoughts. We don't want to take too long because we have a service this evening. So I want to bring this meditation kind of come to this final thoughts, but I wanted to mention one of the person who is notable in making the right decision and living in such a way that it was very pleasing to the Lord. I want to look at First Chronicles. Chapter 4, and we'll talk about a peculiar person. There are This is one of those fascinating portions of the Bible where there are this page after page after page of genealogies. But there is one, as we talked about, blessed is the man who walks in the does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but he meditates on the word of God day and night. My thoughts went to this unusual person in about 9 pages of genealogies. You would say, oy vey, I don't know whether I can take any more of this genealogies. You read in this genealogy, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, it talks about this peculiar person. It says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Now, I want to be careful, but because I'm sure I'm going to meet her in heaven. But
yes,
I wish if I had had some counseling with this lady, I would have said, honey, I know you went through a lot of pain bearing this boy, but look at him. Isn't he wonderful? Don't hover around this incident, because she thought she had so much pain when she bore him and he was birthed. Says, what is his name? What shall we name him?
Pain.
Name him Pain.
In the moment, you can understand that. For those of us who have been there and done that, you can understand it. And actually, in the Hebrew, the way you say his name, it sounds like the Hebrew word for pain. So even to double down on it, and it gives reason for what his prayer was the fact that every time somebody would call his name, it was sort of like, what? It almost like, you know, they were saying, Pain, hey, Pain, how you doing, Pain? You know, what do you want for breakfast, Pain? You know, kind of a thing. So that it makes even more sense of continually in his life, there was this potentially this cloud, this negative, you know, identity coming on him every single time somebody called his name or said his name. It could potentially in the sound of the language for a moment sound like they were calling him Pain or somebody was saying the word again and again. And so then what he says is really stunning. Really stunning. Because in that context, you see him rising up towards the Lord, that all inferences to that kind of an identity would go far away from him, and that instead of that, the blessing of the Lord, the irrepressible, unstoppable blessing of God, would come on him, and he would become a testimony, not of pain, but a testimony of the glory of God. It's really awesome.
Yeah. So it says of him, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me.
Amen.
That you would keep me from evil,
that
I may not cause pain. Because his name was Pain. I don't want to cause pain. So God granted him that what he requested.
Wow.
Now this stands out in almost all the 9 chapters. Unique. Yeah. In all of them, this is the man who is blessed because he asked for a blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Raise your hands.
Hallelujah.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Amen. That's.
Yeah.
I mean, God listens to his prayer.
That's amazing. And I think, Mahesh, I'd have to look again, because that's on a lot of chapters of genealogies. But I think, isn't he the only person in all of those people that's actually quoted?
Yeah.
In all of that, in lists. One person's words are actually written there. And that is when Jabez calls on the God of Israel and reverses the curse, if you will, because of his trust in the faithfulness and goodness of God.
And he is descended
in
the line from Abraham. He's Jewish. So when he prays for a blessing, remember this, that when we pray, we are believers.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
And so it's, we ask for a blessing. That's the key, is to have a twofold idea in your heart. Lord, that you may bless me, that I can be a blessing.
There you go.
All right?
Yeah.
So that's the way we want to define blessing always. Like Abraham, God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you, and out of you, every nation in the world will be a blessing. That is the redemptive way of looking at the word blessing, and let it come on us.
Amen, Lord.
And our children, that as they are blessed, there's going to be double whammy. They are blessed, but every time they're going to be a blessing to others. Praise God.
That's awesome.
For that.
That's very powerful. Hallelujah. And that's right. It's exactly when God says that to Abraham, which is obviously what you were referring to. So I'm going to bless you. And then, again, in the Hebrew, it's a command where God says to him, be a blessing. So that twofold thing is the understanding of God's blessing. I don't think that traditionally or religiously, that's necessarily the way that we've thought of it. It was more like a one-way street, a one-way river flowing in, which Ezekiel tells us that those kind of rivers turn into swamps. And so a blessing coming in needs to have an outlet for it to create life and continue to produce and reproduce. And so remember, let that image of the walking rock who is following us every day be there. Because he is pouring out his streams of blessing. That we can be planted like those trees, not only to bear fruit, be fruit, eat fruit, but have those leaves that are healing for nations. Yeah.
Yeah, and in that context, I remember the way often in our mentor and teacher, Derek Prince, he loved to teach on blessing
and abundance.
And abundance.
Yeah.
And he would always define it. And one of his favorite scriptures to preach from, as I travel with him, especially in some of the poorest countries, regions like in Zambia and in parts of Africa. Or we would be in Pakistan or some of the poor countries or some of the poor cultural roots that were there. He would teach them of, like, one of his favorites was 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. And he was an amazing scholar of Greek, the biblical Greek, and the Hebrew. One of the greatest scholars in there, from Cambridge University. And he said, this is not, you know, there would be religious people in that time, in his era, that would denigrate physical, that this is not physical. Let's not talk about physical healing. It means spiritual healing only. No, so don't pray. You can't pray for this and that. You can't pray for real healing. Just for, oh, if it be thy will. And we won't take too much time about that, except that would also, they would say, no, this meant just spiritual riches. And Derek would say, no, no. Jesus hung there on the cross in total nakedness. He was poor, as anyone can be. But he took that poverty curse on him so we may have the blessing. So we can claim the blessing of that we might be rich, it says, or abundance. The proper translation he thought was, in English would be better to say abundance, which means we not only have plenty for yourselves and your children, but you have more than enough to be generous to others and help the world and help the poor and those in need around you. But he always defined it as not on a, from a selfish perspective. It's all mine. It's more as a tool that this abundance, I have more than enough, and I have the wisdom to use, make use that I will have enough for my needs and for my family, but I will give generously. And as I do so, I set up a cycle of abundance that as I sow, God takes that seed and keeps, I mean, talk about compound interest. And I am praying.
Yes.
Glorious compound
Amen.
Interest
Amen.
In 2018
Amen.
For all of us. That it just builds up and builds up so that you have more than abundance. I'm one of my favorite heroes is a mechanical engineer named Letourneau.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
invented yeah. all kinds of road machinery in the late 40s and early 50s. And he was so successful, but he determined to live on 10% and give away 90%. And eventually lived on less and less and gave away almost all his money because he had so much. But that was a model. He was a wonderful Christian man. There are universities and things greatly endowed by his wealth, but he knew how to give. So may the Lord like answer the prayer of Jabez for us this coming year, that the Lord would bless us.
Amen, Lord.
And secondly, that the Lord would enlarge our territory. Oh, that you would bless me, enlarge my territory. Say, enlarge my territory.
Enlarge my territory.
And goes on that your hand would be with me. Say that your hand would be with me.
That your hand would be with me.
And that you would keep me from evil.
That you would keep me from evil.
That I may not cause pain.
That I may not cause pain.
And in this, Lord, bless me, he recalls, I believe, he would, in the spirit, recall the blessings that his father or ancestor father, Abraham, had. And then Jacob. And remember, the thing about Jacob, that it's not, Lord, if you think you want to bless me, please bless me.
Wow.
That is
a
wrestling match.
Yeah.
Remember Jacob wrestled with the Lord and said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So there is a kind of active way of thinking of receiving a blessing that we need to activate ourselves, that there is a way in which we can take things for granted and to such a degree that we just get too laid back. It doesn't matter whether you're 84 years old or 18 years old. You want to say, Lord, this blessing belongs to me and my children.
Yes.
And I'm not going to let you go unless You bless us. You bless our church. You bless us and our city. You bless our nation with revival. That's something that, as we come from Europe, it's like we have to really reteach a lot of some of these ways of how to pray, because many of them, we can go away from our roots, and then the culture of foundations can get weak. And then there is not that verb, vim and vigor to preserve your roots. There is a real struggle in Europe right now that the identity, they have to stay in the identity. And you'll find that in some of the Eastern European nations who had to really struggle against communism. They came out of it, and now some other spiritual forces of globalism and really almost like spirit of Antichrist that makes them deny their Christian background, tries to make them. That these guys, like the Prime Minister of Hungary, is an interesting man to study. But he says, we are not going to lose our roots. We are a Christian nation. This is what we believe. And it's a thing of, for me, the spirit of Jacob. Lord, we're not going to let you go unless you bless me. You bless my children. And we preserve our principles of Judeo-Christian beliefs. Amen. And his final prayer is that I may not cause pain. That was 20. Keep me, basically keep me from, pain is from sin. And he's saying, Lord, let your hand be upon me. Mm-hmm. And enlarge my territory. God wants to enlarge us. That's the other thing I want to say is for 2018, whatever, may the Lord enlarge your financial territory. May the Lord,
Lord,
enlarge your bank account so you can do more for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
That you can go do more, that we can do more together.
Thank you,
for orphans and widows and feeding the poor. That we, and the heating, the people
Thank
who are cold
Lord.
In the wintertime, and doing all those good works. May the Lord enlarge our territory. May God's
Amen.
Hand be upon you.
Amen.
Say, may God's hand.
May God's hand
be upon me.
Be upon me.
And upon us.
And upon us.
Enlarge our territory.
Enlarge our territory.
And keep me from evil.
Keep us from evil. Amen.
So that we do not cause pain.
That we do not cause pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. For 2018, thank you for all your blessings. In 2017, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
We give you praise.
Thank you.
Let's stand and just give him praise.
Thank you.
Thank him for 2017. All his goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
His protection.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
You have enlarged our borders, Lord. Thank you. You have enriched us day by day. Thank you. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your faithfulness, for your power, for your renewal, for your love, for your loving care, for your counsel, your wisdom. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your presence, for the fragrance of your presence, Lord, around us continually. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for the walking rock, the walking rock who follows us continually. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you. We take you afresh as our portion. Our portion.
Yes.
You are our portion, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. And we want to release, as I said from Colossians 3, that may we not since God chose you to be holy people, we clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each of these faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. So as this is the last day of 2017, we tear up any IOUs and forgive all who may have advertently or inadvertently hurt us, offended us, said nasty things about us. We tear up the IOUs and we walk in forgiveness. May we, when people see us this coming year, what are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? Yes.
Who are you wearing? Look at your neighbor. Say, my. Who are you wearing? God,
I want to say, I'm wearing Arnold Schwarzenegger. But no.
Well.
Not really. Jesus.
So you're going to walk the red carpet in 2018.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The walking rock is following you. Hallelujah. Pouring out a river of his blessing. That it might come in order to increase, to flow out. Hallelujah. It's awesome,
amen.
Pastor.
I want the healing team to come. If some of you need help praying, the release 2017. Say, thank you, Lord. We say bye to it. And if you would release yourself, you need to forgive someone. You need prayer. Oh, this coming new year, the best way you can meet it is get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Get the fullness, the zap of the Holy Spirit. You need the power of God for 2018. Come, and they will pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or if you have any particular prayer need, as we go into the new year, this would be a good time to release certain things and receive certain things. In Jesus' name, we bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.